Welcome back, and joining me today is Nowata Ironman head football coach Matt Hagabush. And coach, first of all, congratulations. A huge win this past Friday night on the road at Commerce. First district game, first district win of the year, 49-20. Overall, it was just a team effort for Nowata.
Yeah, a lot of good things come out of that game. You know, it's always nice to get a win on the road, especially when you go in and play a quality opponent like Commerce. You know, they're always well coached. They always do a great job. Their kids play hard, and they always have something to say, you know, about how the district shakes up. So, you know, definitely a nice way to start off district play. Like you said, it was a team effort. You know, first time really this season I feel like we've kind of had everybody on the same page. You know, offensively, you know, we were able to, you know, generate some yards that we felt like we've been capable enough to do, but for whatever reason or another, we've made some mistakes to, you know, slow ourselves down. Defensively, you know, probably our best game from a tackling standpoint and just overall play. And then special teams, you know, by far and away our best collective effort from a special team standpoint. So definitely, you know, the kind of progress that we wanted to see our football team make, you know, and couldn't have picked a better time than now, you know, in opening district play against a tough opponent like Commerce.
Over 500 yards of total offense for Nowata. Again, your star players stepped it up. Cody Smith, 198 yards passing, 3 touchdowns. Terrell Collins, 164 yards rushing, 3 touchdowns. Wyatt Sanders, 103 yards reception, 2 touchdowns. But with those guys, there were also some young players that stepped it up here. Matthew Holland, along with Ethan Foster and Bryce Hewitt.
No, absolutely. You know, we continue to look for multiple guys to help our football team. You know, the thing that I feel like we have done a really good job of the last few years is getting a lot of guys' touches on game nights. And, you know, the more diversified we can be with guys that can make plays for us, the harder it is for, you know, our opposing, you know, defenses to really key in on someone. Obviously, you know, when you've got a couple of guys like Terrell and Wyatt Sanders that have the abilities that they do, you know, we'll continue to wear them out. We'll get them touches. We will get them their opportunities. You know, and Cody has proven to be a dynamic player as well. He's done a great job running the football for us. You know, his decision-making continues to improve, you know, as evidenced by the fact that he was 8 of 9, you know, and his one incomplete was still a good throw, you know. So it's he's continuing to, you know, to progress along. But when you get guys like, you know, Matt Holland scores our first touchdown and, you know, his first varsity touchdown, exciting to see him, you know, step up and be able to, you know, help us out. Zen Callahan has another big catch for us, and you know, just short of a shoestring tackle, you know, of getting in the end zone himself. So the more comfortable he gets, he's going to continue to be a big part of our offense. So, you know, it's really been a, you know, a work in progress, you know, and we're a long ways from where we want to be, and our kids understand that, and we're going to continue to work every week to, you know, try to have a better effort every Friday.
Well, this Friday, it's homecoming for Nowata, and our friends up north, the Oklahoma Union Cougars, make that short trip down to Nowata Ironman Memorial Stadium. Oklahoma Union 0-4 overall. They have a new coach, and again, for Nowata, they know all these kids, and that's certainly that makes it kind of more of a friendly rivalry game.
Yeah, it is. You know, I mean, when I hear our kids talk about, you know, Oklahoma Union guys, you know, there are some friendships there, and I think, you know, a friendly rivalry is probably a good way to put that, especially with the close proximity of the communities. You know, we've got Oklahoma Union, you know, kids that live right here close to Nowata, and you know, so they've known each other for a long time. You know, but they're a football team that's improving, and you know, when you watch them on film, you know, similar to us as far as, you know, they've made some mistakes that have slowed themselves down, and I think they're just really looking for that first game to clean up the mistakes, and if they can do that, you know, they're going to be a good football team. So, you know, it's definitely a situation where, you know, regardless of the record, we've got to go out and we've got to play well, we've got to execute, and we have to make sure that we're prepared for an opponent that will come in here, and they'll be the same. You know, they'll be well prepared, and they'll have a good plan, and if we are not, you know, on our best game, you know, it's going to be all we want, that's for sure.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Best of luck to you and the Ironmen this Friday against Oklahoma Union.
Thank you, Adam. I appreciate it.